Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he wants to strengthen and expand the nuclear capabilities of the United States. Trump said in a tweet Thursday that the U.S. must have a strong nuclear capacity until the world, in his words, comes to its senses about nuclear weapons. Trump's statement comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin made similar comments saying his country's own nuclear arsenal needs to be considerably increased. The Syrian army says it has recaptured the city of Aleppo following an agreement by rebel forces to withdraw. The withdrawal follows a month-long Syrian army offensive to expel the rebels. The announcement came hours after the last convoy of residents was reported leaving the city, the last of a week-long evacuation effort. The United States government remained wary of the government victory, citing reports of increased violence in other parts of Syria. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are a violation of international law. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said discussions among U.N. diplomats are ongoing about the resolution.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing. So we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are to see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
Kirby was noncommittal about how the United States views that resolution. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Christmas market in Berlin that saw 12 people killed Monday by a man driving a large truck has reopened with a heavy police presence and concrete barriers installed around its edges. The event's organizers made the decision to reopen the market without party music or bright lights. Those festive items have been replaced by candles and flowers as a tribute to those who were killed. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. In Kenya, the opposition has rejected an amendment to the electoral law and vowed protests in the new year. The amendment was passed Thursday. It gives the Electoral Commission the ability to manually identify voters and release results if biometric voter verification technology fails. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Tensions were high at Parliament Thursday. Despite heavy security, there was commotion inside the chambers, with both sides reporting lawmakers injured. The opposition then walked out of the special session before the vote, leaving legislators from the ruling Jubilee coalition to pass the amendment to the electoral law that would allow hand counting of votes. Debate on the proposed legislation had adjourned Tuesday amid fistfights on the parliament floor. Mohammed Yusuf, Nairobi.
Somali government officials say two civilians and a government soldier were killed in an explosion near one of Mogadishu's busiest junctions known as the Black Sea late Thursday. A government spokesman says the explosion was the result of an improvised explosive device detonated near a garage where security forces are based. He said the security forces were searching the area for possible explosives when the device was detonated. A group of influential Somali clerics are warning women against playing basketball, describing it as un-Islamic and threat to their faith. The Somali Religious Council issued the statement Thursday as preparations for the nation's women's basketball tournament are underway in Puntland. The tournament is the country's first female national basketball competition and will draw teams from four states and the city of Mogadishu. Mexican authorities say they have not yet identified 10 of the 33 people who were killed by explosions at a fireworks market near Mexico City. As of late Wednesday, the government listed more than 40 people still hospitalized from Tuesday's blast at the San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.